All right. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Club Southend. Where are you hanging out tonight? Club Southend. Good, right? I like it. Hi, welcome to Made in the 80s. I'm your host, Shalia. Here we talk about things from the 80s. People talking about it are from the 80s, and we talk about a lot. With me tonight is...
Tim.
Kendall.
And our guest is...
Shameen. Was that loud?
That was good. You registered.
Good job. So our final episode of our first ever Spooky October is classic. Yeah. The classic. Classic. Of course it says. Thriller.
The long thriller.
The thriller.
How long is the video? Because there was a video that released.
Almost 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Like a mini movie. Right.
I thought it was like a, they did it for a certain length so that it could be considered a movie. So they could maybe win some awards.
I don't know if that's true.
That's what I was told when this was explained to me. Is that he wanted, it was like a short film. He could win awards for it.
Some pretty good special effects for the time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so.
And even smartly done.
It's interesting how they're watching themselves on the screen.
So Thriller is Michael Jackson, and we're talking about a music video that's 14 minutes long.
A video? Long. Calling a music video is really something short.
Yes. Because it's full. Like
and anyone who remembers living through the Michael Jackson era remembers, like, when he would drop videos, they were literally, like...
A big deal?
A big deal's, like...
And a huge production.
Like, they were, like, shut down, like, MTV showing Black or White all day. And it's just a premiere. I distinctly remember the Remember the Time video coming out.
There we go. With the Egyptian theme?
The next day, everyone in school trying to do the dance move.
Of course.
Like, the next day.
My favorite one was Smooth Criminal.
Smooth Criminal.
With the lean.
So... Was
did you fall trying to do that wing?
Wasn't this his first video?
No.
What was his first video?
Did Billie Jean come before this?
Yes. Yeah. And Rock With You came before this.
I mean, there's stuff off the wall.
But
you're talking about the first video released from the Thriller album? Like, each of the videos were different, right? You had the girl's mind was different. You had...
Human Nature
was a different video.
What was the Billie Jean video for The Girl Is Mine? I've never seen it.
Was there a video?
Oh, that video.
Was that him and Paul McCartney?
Him and other Paul song? McCartney. Uh-huh. I just remember they were like in some nature type area.
I could be wrong. Because they had other video for the one song they did.
Or maybe it was the other song.
The other song they did together before they fell out over the Beatles.
Jericho's on point though.
So this Thriller video is much different than the other videos. Okay. This is very much a horror movie in 14 minutes.
Yeah. A fun one, though.
Music in between.
So, Thriller.
Dancing zombies.
The dancing zombies.
Thriller video, movie, whatever you want to call it, but also an album, right?
Oh, it's a whole album.
A whole album of songs.
That sold, like, over 100 million to date. Mm-hmm. That won a bunch of Grammys. That's only 9 tracks long. Mm-hmm. It was him and Quincy Jones getting back together in the studio.
Hey, Garfield High School, Seattle, Southend. One of the originals in Club Southend.
Yeah, so it's that. It's him and Quincy, even though they like butted heads during the production that went in and remixed a bunch of songs. You can go in and hear like a different version of Billie Jean. Like after Mike died, they like reissues a Thriller, and there's like one version of like a studio cut of Billie Jean that's like different. It's not drastically different, but it's clearly a different song. Same lyrics.
I think it's almost a perfect album.
Yeah.
I think so. Okay, and there's some I didn't love, but...
It's almost a perfect album. Mm. One thing about Thriller, it was almost not called Thriller. The guy who wrote it almost called it, like, Moonlight Boy. It had, like, two different other names.
Too much. Thriller is right to the point.
But I thought Thriller was good for marketing. Yeah. One word, Thriller. Can you imagine it being something different? But everything from this video, from the dance... To the jacket.
But this, so you're talking about Thriller, the album, or Thriller, the song was going to be called something different?
Thriller, the song is bigger than Thriller, the album. Like, Thriller, the song is
it?
I can say, look at that guy has a Thriller jacket on. And you know what I'm talking about.
But I'm asking
like, you don't have to see like, the guy I'm talking about.
Like, but I'm asking about the title.
I actually think of Billie Jean more than I think of Thriller.
I think like, of Beat It, Beat It, Beat It.
But everything from Price's cameo with his vocals in this,
yeah,
to, you know, but we talked about this before we started recording, but it, the video opens with him saying this is in no way promoting the occult, mm-hmm. which is an odd thing to see. But if you think about when this was released, what, 84?
Well, that's what I was trying to get us to. So what year was the album released?
Was it 84?
The album was released in 82.
82.
The movie was released in November 83.
But okay, now, to go back when we talked about Fright Night, in our Fright Night episode, this is all on the heels of stuff that was happening in our culture, right? It was people saying they were killing. It was occults. It was on the heels of, like...
Is this the Satanic Panic time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Satanic Panic was a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had weird, like, not occults, but like cult groups. Mm-hmm. That was like a thing. So here's someone who's comes from a family that's devout Jehovah's Witness, and he's putting out, in their eyes, which would be a very demonic video.
Zombies,
the dead, you know, he's transforming. It's all this stuff that I'm sure his family didn't. And he looks dead. Like, at the point of video where Mike changes, he looks like a ghoul. And so they had to put that stamp in front to be like, in no way are we saying that this is what we're promoting. This is just an artistic interpretation of whatever.
I just want to know who the makeup artist was. They did a very good job.
Yes, they did. And this is all happening in one night, right?
It's all one night.
No.
You mean this part right here?
In Thriller, the movie Thriller. Yes. Is it all one night?
Wait, he didn't turn into a werewolf the same night, right?
So they're in the movie theater watching a movie.
Yes.
They leave on the way home. They're confronted by zombies. She turns around. Mike is a zombie. He breaks out into this crazy dance. And then... chases her around.
I'm on ground.
And then stops chasing her around, and now they're walking.
Yeah. If we're honest, it's when at the end of the video when she's trapped in the house, it's actually scary.
Oh, yeah.
They're like coming through the windows.
This is scary.
It's scary.
For some of us who watch it, it is actually a horror. But it is very scary.
The brilliance of Mike and his team, man, to like do this zombie thing and turn it into like a dope dance. Like, that's some genius level choreography to be like, hey, we're ghouls. How do we do ghoulish moves and still make it look fly?
But the impact,
you know what I mean?
Because it's just a little not precise.
It's a little off.
But the impact that Thriller has had, you see different cultures in their own way. Bollywood.
All those inmates that were doing it.
Filipino prison.
Yeah.
Or everybody's child dances to it at some point.
Right. That's the other thing. Like, everyone I know who has kids, these kids gravitate to Thriller.
Lionel's son.
That's who we were watching. I was like, I just watched somebody doing this.
He was like, put on a video with the monsters and was dancing in the kitchen.
Like, why doesn't this scare kids?
The fifth is doing it.
He wasn't watching the video. I think he was just listening to the song.
Yeah, he just heard. I think he requested the song and they played it. And he knows it.
At least this part's not that scary. I mean, they're dancing zombies.
Yes.
It's hard to be scared by dancing.
So maybe that knocks some of the edge off that they're zombies and they're dancing.
Just a bit, yeah.
I'm still the lady in a pink dress, though, in like my next life.
Yes, Shimmy called it originally.
That's my favorite part, when they go back and forth with their arms up.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the most iconic move of it. You see that and you're like, yep, that's Thriller.
But, so if we're thinking of our current artists, who do you think could do this?
Bruno
Mars?
Wait. What do you mean do this? Because like,
could do
this,
something, not even
Thriller. Like, this could be imitated.
Not specifically Thriller, but like to have the foresight to say, I'm going to do something groundbreaking and do this crazy mini video movie. Beyonce, probably. Probably Beyonce and Bruno.
It doesn't seem in her character, but it could be Taylor Swift as well.
No.
She has the following. And the scale to do something.
She had the scale to do it. But like the sort of I do this. It takes a visionary to see this. I don't know if she has that.
I have a theory that musicians like this we probably won't ever see again. Because we're so fractured now. Like there's so many different sources. Nobody, like we don't have like one MTV where everybody is kind of looking at the same thing. You can't get eyes on the same thing. So I don't know if you could ever get something with this sort of cultural impact.
Yeah.
I also think that musicians in this day and age, they all kind of are doing the same thing. Whereas when we look in the 80s and the 90s, everyone kind of had their own spin. They had their own little flavor.
And everybody got equal play.
Right. You knew like, okay, this is a Diddy production. This is a Michael Jackson production. This is a Janet production. You know, even though Janet is younger than him, she still had her own style and set apart. I don't think we have that currently in the music list.
No, because at this time, you can turn on MTV and see Michael Jackson, Prince, Run DMC, Tom Petty, Depeche Mode, LL Cool J, all different. Mm-hmm. You can see all this different stuff in the 80s that was just...
How many of those people are still alive that you just named?
LL Cool J?
Yeah.
Oh.
Part of Run DMC?
Wow.
Run DMC, yeah.
If we're going to talk about the album, there's a tie-in to LL Cool J.
Hey, lover.
Yeah.
Right. There's a bunch of tie-ins.
This is more than a crush.
Yeah. As soon as I heard that, so I was like, oh, yeah, The Lady in My Life?
Yeah.
The opening section. I was a big fan of Boyz II Men at that age.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. I'm not ashamed to admit it.
No, no.
What about Boyz II Men?
They were on a Halo.
It was LL Cool J and Boyz II Men.
Were they? Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't know that?
I don't remember. I might have known at one point in my life.
That was when like the R&B hip-hop collab thing was like still very fresh.
It was nice.
So it was dope to be like, oh, wait a minute. Boyz II Men are doing a song with... I remember Brian McKnight did a song with Ill and Out Scratch. And that was a big deal because it was Brian McKnight and he was doing this hip-hop song. Hmm. You ever heard that song? I'll Take Her?
Probably not.
How does it sound?
Watch it. We'll watch it.
Okay.
No, I mean, No Diggity, I feel like.
No Diggity? What of them?
Yeah.
Honey.
I was going to say, Fantasy. The Mariah Carey's were my, like...
They just talked about
and when she hooked up with Bone Thugs.
Yeah, she was talking with Bone Thugs.
She's the one that expanded that.
I loved it, yeah.
She decided to get with ODB on Fantasy and then Puffy was on the remix and it just soared.
Yeah, because think about it, like... You're talking about someone like Old Dirty Bastard who ran up on the stage at the Grammys. Who
Wu-Tang was he the children.
Early, was he the early Kanye?
Yeah. Yes. It people were just talking about that.
Up there acting a fool.
It was the Grammys. It wasn't the MTV Awards. It was the Grammys.
Kiss Erykah Badu on her cheek. Yeah. I just paid $3,000 for this suit or however much he said.
ODB. So yeah, so that was impactful. Yeah. It's I don't know who the new artist is who does this, who has the vision to say I'm gonna do something that's cool and is impactful. Like we said, it's not just that it's a hit or that it sold records; it's culturally impactful.
Yes,
I don't have kids, but I can show my kids when I have them. I can show them Thriller.
Oh yes, yeah.
Right,
no doubt. It's weird that it's clearly it's very 80s in how it looks and how it's played, but it's still very timeless.
It was also it was timeless from the beginning. Me and Kendon and Shameen too. I mean, we're young, but we were born after this came out.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was introduced to me, I mean, it wasn't that old, but it was a classic. It was like, oh, I'm going to show you Thriller. Like, it was a thing, like, from very, very early on.
I mean, it was so much a thing that I recall watching the making of the video, and they're talking about the contacts in his eyes and how it hurt him and how... I believe her name is Norma, how she had to have the walk down and how she had to keep practicing it. It was very much a, no, it needs to look like this.
That sounds like Mike.
Very perfectionist. And just watching how all of that came together was just as good as watching a video because you're like, wow, you get to see behind the scenes and all the thoughts and the visions and things that went into it. I don't, you know, how many people really sit down and hone their craft like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, going back to what we were talking about, how each one of his videos was an event because they work like clockwork. I mean, they're so precise. All of the moves down. I mean, throwing the coin into the jukebox from across the room, and I mean, so we're on YouTube, and I'm just looking at the next video, and it's Smooth Criminal.
That's your favorite?
I think it is. It's my favorite one. And I remember, okay, so, I mean, as a child of the 80s and 90s, I was a big fan of Michael Jackson at the time. And I remember when History came out. You remember the double album History? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I gotta get it. And he's silver on the front. And I went through it, and there was no Smooth Criminal on it. And I was so crestfallen. And I said something to my dad. I was like, he's not on there. And he was like, I don't think he wants to be associated with criminality anymore.
That's a good call. That's when the trial was.
Yeah, yeah. But that's like the biggest like mark against that. I mean, it's a great album and all, but.
Did you ever play the Moonwalker game?
Yeah.
I don't know this game. What is the
game?
It's
a video game.
Oh, what?
It's an arcade game.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Like, yeah, he moonwalks around. Does he rescue kids?
He saves kids. He's got the same outfit from the Smooth Criminal.
Maybe I have seen it.
You can probably find.
And he does the scream. Is that his special move?
I don't remember. You can probably find gameplay on YouTube of people playing the game.
Did you ever go to those arcades like in the 90s where they were like nickel arcades?
Yeah.
It would be older arcade games. And so you could just go in and pay like $20. There are a bunch of free ones or a nickel. So you go in and play something like X-Men or Simpsons or Thriller.
Or Ninja Turtles.
Use up all your powers, pop in another one. That was the only way I ever beat some of those games.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember my mom used to work at in Sacramento. She used to work at Sacramento, Sac State. And we were going down there and playing that Ninja Turtles game all day.
Yeah. Turtles in Time?
No, not that one. The original arcade one.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So one thing that was really scary about this video to me is that Michael Jackson, so I thought he was my brother.
I need you to tell us more.
Yeah, I don't exactly know how someone must have. I'm a fairly literal person, and so as a kid, if you tell me something, I believe it. So I don't know exactly how it was implanted in my head that this guy that I was watching dance and sing was my brother, but I did think that he was my brother. That he just lived. Well, in fairness, my cousin was living with us when I was born and before we moved to Hawaii, and he didn't move with us. He stayed in Washington. So. Mm. It wasn't that, and like he's in all of our family pictures, and people would be like, "Who's that? It's my brother." Like it wasn't that far off that I would have another sibling that didn't live with me.
Right.
that wasn't
in my family picture because I don't remember him.
He lives on the mainland.
He lives on the mainland. But I think Man in the Mirror was my first like performance I saw him doing. Anyway, but so watching Thriller, that's somebody who I trusted. Like he's a. I liked him. So to see him do that transformation, it was like, that was the scariest part. Where it was like, wait, you're turning two? And then he turns around at the end with his eyes shining, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, you're like, oh, he's good. He turned around, and you're like,
oh, it was okay. No.
He's evil.
Scary.
And that's the end. The end with the villain.
My grandfather lives down the street from a cemetery. Mm-mm. So I remember watching this video as a kid and thinking that people would get out of their graves and dance like Thriller. And
you were waiting to see that?
I was waiting for it. And my papa was like, yeah, let me tell you that Thriller is like a video that's not going to happen. And he said it in more colorful terms because my mom's from the South, so we're just going to keep it clean here. But I do recall thinking, oh, that's what the dead do. They get out of their graves and dance at night. I'm waiting to see this.
Mm-hmm. That's never happened. Better than getting out of their bed, like, and doing other stuff.
Did you think that was just something that happened? Somebody happened to have their camera?
In an alley. Like, peeking at the end of the way, like, okay, it's summertime. It's still hot outside. All right, it's dark. Come on out. Oh, not happening. No.
We're going to talk about the album?
Sure, let's start with the album since that came out first, 1982, right?
Yep.
What was your favorite song, aside from Thriller, what was your favorite song from that album?
I have to remember what songs are on a Thriller album.
Well, there's none of them.
Are you ready?
There's none of them.
Want to be starting something?
Want to be starting
song. Baby be mine.
I don't know that one.
The girl is mine. You do know that one.
You don't know Baby Mine.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
So
you'd recognize it if you heard it, but...
I was listening to it yesterday at work.
Thriller, Beat It, Billie Jean, Human Nature, PYT, and The Lady in My Life.
I'm going to have to go with Beat It simply because of the video.
Yes!
And the video is everything to me. I don't care where I am, I'm going to perform the dances. Beat It is it for me.
That's two for Beat It because that is my end too.
Did you know that Prince was supposed to be in that video?
What?
Mm-hmm. He said he's supposed to be in the video. He was supposed to be the guy. No, he was supposed to be in a bad video. Sorry. Supposed to be in bad. And he's supposed to, because he opens it saying, your butt is mine. And Prince was like, nah. You're not saying that to me. Like, there's an interview you can find of Prince talking about it. Where he was like, what do you want me to do? He's like, oh, that's fine. He was like, oh, so your first line in the song is, your butt is mine. He was like, nah. Because they were rivals.
But that's part of talking shit.
Yeah, he was like, you're not going to talk shit to me on my own, on a record. What's probably going to be a hit record.
That I'm going to show.
Was that song directed at him?
I don't know. I know they were rivals, though, for real.
But yeah.
A healthy rivalry. It wasn't like no sure. beef. But they definitely was like, you know, it became like, who do you, what kind of person are you? Michael Jackson or Prince person?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm. I would definitely be a Prince person.
I'm MJ.
Prince, for sure. I'm Prince because of my mom.
I
sure.
mean, I feel like I was too young to be a Prince person.
Yeah.
I'm MJ because he's my brother.
Honest, if I'm honest, I didn't appreciate Prince as much as I do until I got older.
Exactly. Fair.
As I got older, I appreciated Prince's
music. Funny, like, my first real Prince album was Musicology.
Musicology.
Is that Cinnamon Girl?
Yep.
Yeah.
Cinnamon Girl.
That's my song. Wait, but we're not talking about Prince right, today right, yeah, because so we're going to have a whole episode.
Your favorite song on the album?
I think it's Billie Jean.
Billie Jean.
I like the way it starts. I like that a lot.
It is a classic.
You know what's funny? As I was listening to it at work, I realized you can play like the first few chords of every song on that album and people will know
exactly
what song it is.
I was also playing it at work and mm-hmm. We have a stand-up desk and yeah. I could not stop dancing.
Yeah.
Like, I was waiting for Shamin to walk by and make fun of me because I was like, I can't help it. Yeah, Beat It is great. No, Billie Jean.
Yeah, what he said.
Is great.
I have three answers. For my
I can't pick three.
Song. Well, okay.
I only picked one.
I don't know because I have five answers.
So. It's going to make sense. So growing up, it was Billie Jean.
Okay, so we have two. Hold on. For right now, we got two for Billie Jean, two for Beat It.
Okay.
Now,
as I got older,
uh-huh.
it was Lady of My Life.
Okay, so.
There's something about the melody that really, and like how relaxing, like it ends like, it's all this hype and dance and disco and funk. And then, like, it ends on this really sweet, mellow song. And I don't know why that spoke to me as an adult. But if I'm out doing karaoke, it's PYT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time.
That's no.
very good.
If you're out karaoke and PYT really gets it, it gets the people moving.
I think Beat It does, too.
PYT, the hook is easier for people to do.
Fair. Do better, at least.
Yeah.
It's easy to remember.
It's easy. It's PYT. It's just three letters.
Do you also like Lady of My Life because of LL Cool J?
Nope.
I love her. Because that's why it cuts to me. No. I'm like, oh. It's like, yes.
Like, even when I was listening to it at work, I was like, oh, I forgot how much I enjoyed this song. Like, that's something I could play at my wedding. Like, right. I can see someone coming down to the aisle to that song.
Except for
I will be singing Hey Lover in my head.
Yeah.
It's a mellow song. You just chill out and you can just rock to it. That's it. Doesn't take a whole lot of effort.
The one that I had that feeling for is Human Nature.
Oh, yeah.
That one puts me in a nice place.
It really does.
The SWV did it, though.
They did good. Yeah. They did a real good job.
So, I mean...
Except for you.
Earlier today, I listened to this album twice, all the way through while I was playing Overwatch. So I want to...
It's called the soundtrack for Overwatch.
It is... okay, so... Want to Be Starting Something is a great Overwatch song.
Yes. Because
every time somebody comes up and you just put them down and you're like... and that chorus comes on at just the right time. It was great timing. But I was to say... there's a tie-in too because like Overwatch does these. Overwatch is a video game for anybody who doesn't know. They do these seasonal events, and right now it's the Halloween event. Last year, my favorite character got the red jacket and the corpse paint, just like Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
So running around looking just like Michael Jackson in that game, listening to the whole album.
Oh, so you wait, the one you're playing now has that.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, that's it. It was like, it's a great album. And I think I like Billie Jean, Billie Jean, because there's that guitar in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
You like the video where he's walking in the streets of glowing light now?
Yeah. Oh, I like that it's so much.
It's like a detective noir video.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
It's really good.
It's really good. You have notes.
Every time I hear that song, I think about when we went on the wine tour and we were wine wasted. And that was the song we were singing and dancing on a trolley to was Billie Jean.
That's random. Did you guys hear it or what?
Right. So the lady was playing it. And so while the trolley's moving, we're up dancing, acting like we're walking on a sidewalk. And at the part where he says, but the kid is not my son, there was one guy on a trolley. He was like, but I'm the pappy. Just random. Like, we were ad-libbing. It was great.
Okay. So I'm curious about this question for you guys, or your answers to this question.
Yes.
I think it's appropriate considering it's Thriller and now Kendon's starting to play another great Michael Jackson video.
Smooth Criminal's what all is, in the background.
The Moonwalker. This came from the Moonwalker movie.
Yeah.
What is your all-time, like, music video, you have to act out to it, you have to dance to it, like, you know all the moves.
Oh, man.
That's hard.
You don't have to pick one.
I don't know all the moves to Smooth Criminal, but it's still my favorite.
My favorite dance video? Of, like, straight dancing? Probably Rhythm Nation. I remember when I was a young whippersnapper, I was at a performing arts school, and we learned the choreography for Rhythm Nation. I remember practicing in my living room for, like, me and my sister for, like, a grip.
How old were you?
Man, I had a fifth grade.
Wow.
But having to get
that choreography as a school assignment? That's awesome.
Well, okay, so the school was great because they made us volunteer. So we had to do community service twice a month. Mm-hmm. And then we also, you had to be in the talent show.
That makes sense.
And you had to be in the science fair. They didn't care what you did. You want to do a volcano every year? That's fine. But you're gonna be in the science fair.
You have to participate.
Mm-hmm. You want to do a puppet show? You want to do stand up for? That's fine. But you're gonna be. So I remember we learned all this choreography. We ended up not doing it for some reason, and then we ended up doing it because someone else was using the song.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, so we used another song. But I remember learning it for weeks.
Please tell me you have a recording of this.
There's video of that. And there's video of my sister and my brother doing ABC, the playground.
Fun.
Like full outfits, biker shorts, t-shirts, hats. Yeah, it's early 90s to a fall.
I love it.
I think a video where I know all the dances to, Beat It for sure. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Aaliyah's Rock the Boat.
Oh. Are You That Somebody?
Yeah.
That's my
choreography. And MC Hammer's Pumps in a Bump. I know all the dance moves to that.
A time out on the MC Hammer in a thong doing Pumps in a Bump.
Not that version, not the pool party, the dancing version. Mm-hmm. The way they're at the mansion with all their clothes.
Yeah, because you might want to talk about that. There's two versions of that video.
I said the choreographed one. Uh-huh. So that's the one I knew.
Wait, have you seen the other video?
From the beginning to the end. Yeah.
It's Hammer and like a Speedo. And girls shaking it at a pool party. It's very Oakland.
Right.
Yeah.
It will remind you of like the I Get Around video. With Pac, but it's Hammer.
Right.
All oiled up, talking about Pumps in a Bump.
We had a lot of videos that look like that.
But you know, no one was doing edgy videos like that because there wasn't like a YouTube or a Vimeo or a platform to put it out yourself. So these videos you were making and putting money into had to get play. MTV wasn't going to play Pumps in a Bump. Then they had Jukebox. So the Jukebox was you guys remember the Jukebox? You could just order videos?
No. I remember the box.
Same, like the box. You could like call up and order a video and pay for it, and it would show the video.
Huh.
It used to say what video was coming next.
Yeah.
Ah.
Was that like an early version of the box? Did they just drop it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so mine is Are You That Somebody, Aaliyah. I did do a lot of that dance.
What was
the other one? Oh, the Monica video. So it's not dancing, but still, Before You Walk Out My Life, where she's like, I used to do the different like poses where she'd be like, sitting on the top of her roof and then painting with her boy. Before You Walk Out My Life.
Whoa, wow.
So that one, I would use my entire room to act it out. Ironic from Alanis Morissette. I really liked pretending to be the different girls in the car. And even though it was kind of boring, there's one more I was going to say. Oh, I have learned the dance to Robin. Call Your Girlfriend.
But not
that's
Sia.
New. I can do parts of Sia, however.
You know what's crazy about the Smooth video?
Jim Carrey does it much better than I do.
The Smooth Criminal video is like, he makes everything look cool. He shot a guy and it looked cool. He walked down the fire escape and it looked cool. He just had that extra it factor. And it was funny, when you watch old Jackson 5 stuff, you can see it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, he's that dude.
I think it was really funny when he blows the... Is it dust in the guy's face? Yeah. And you're just like walking by. It's kind of funny. Like, really? You did that? But it looks good.
I think he studied with break dancers to get some of this stuff later on.
Break movements?
Yeah.
But having seen This Is It and also stuff with Mike.
It's great.
Like, you realize that everything you're seeing in this video is happening on purpose. Like, it all has a purpose. None of it's like, just have fun dancing. It's like, no.
No.
Well, like I said earlier, it's intricate clockwork.
Yeah. Okay.
It works so perfectly together. They start playing dice. They throw the money down just so smoothly. Mm-hmm. And then he breaks the cue ball.
You can see him like, guys, it's just not smooth enough. Do it again. This video is essentially like a movie.
Yeah. Well, it's in a movie.
It's part of a movie, but it's like a mini movie within a movie.
Yeah.
It's great. Because we have such a huge difference between this, what he was doing, and then these other videos that, like, people, like, how many naked women can, or, you know, how many girls can we fit in here with swimming pools and...
You know the ones...
In terms of quality versus...
Simulated rain
quantity?
And smoke and fire and flame.
You know, the one music video I've memorized was First of the Month, which just involved sitting on the front of a car. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that was my favorite video at the time.
But they used to put so much into these videos. Like, thought and, like, themes.
Yeah, and,
like,
and actual, like, finances.
They're associated.
They invested in making these videos.
And it actually went with the song. It wasn't just something real random. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I see where you got the vision for this video, lyric-wise, with your songs and everything. I think one of the law clerks was saying, because we were talking about how did they lean and not fall, and she said that they tacked their shoes to the floor. I was like, oh, interesting.
Wait.
That's what she said.
There's no way you can still do, like, your muscles don't work that way, right?
No.
There's got to be wires or something. Wires. Well, but then that would be cheating.
Remember when I told you to push me over at the beach?
Remember when I told you to push me over at the beach?
Last summer, Ken and I were at the beach with some friends, and I had started sinking into the sand, and I realized that if he pushed me, or anybody pushed me, there I would not have fallen over. My legs were like that stuck. And so I did have him push me. I didn't tell him which
direction. I will not push you.
Yes.
Like three times.
And then before he said, okay, I will push you, he pushed me. And he pushed me over. And I fell onto the ground and was covered in sand. Because he pushed me from the wrong direction. So that was my point. It's like
standing in front of you.
Yes, and you pushed me back. But like in Smooth Criminal, they're leaning forward, similar to how I was at the beach. If he had pushed me forward, I wouldn't have fallen over.
But we were face to face.
My point is, it's doable.
The Smooth Criminal video is crazy because it's all this dance, all this cool stuff, and then the real dance routine
starts. Yeah.
After all this funky stuff happens, like, it starts. That's when you get, like, this whole full cast of people, like, bopping and moving and in sync with Mike. And Mike, of course, Mike stands out because he got the all-white cocaine suit with the blue jacket. So it's not until, like, 8 minutes into the video, the last minute or so of the video, where now we get what we're seeing. This is it. This is the big payoff.
You know, to bring it back to Thriller, that's exactly what he did in Thriller, too. Because he's in the red jacket, and everybody else is...
Dark.
Yeah.
Gray, blue, black.
Well, that, and they all just go together.
Right.
But he stands out. FYI, I guess this is actually on topic, because this came out in 1987.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On topic.
But it fits in an NBA theme, the fact that, like, he was an artist who not only put effort... God, he murders people in his video. Who not only put effort into... his music and his songs, put effort into the visuals that attached with them.
Absolutely.
Which is rare, which we don't... I mean, other than Beyoncé's Lemonade, which was like a visual album, I can't think of many artists who are willing to do something that's... these visuals attached to the music I'm making.
I mean, Taylor Swift went to Africa to talk about her wild streams.
She went to Africa and there were no black people there.
But there are wild animals.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, do you guys know the lyrics to Thriller?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a quiz question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What time of night is it taking place? What time does it start?
I think it's like close to midnight.
That's right! Yeah. She got it right. Close to midnight. I forget what other questions I had, because that's the only one I remember to write down. So... She means the winner of the quiz.
Congratulations.
What's the prize?
The one. Fame. Fame and notoriety.
I won.
She's the winner. Okay. We have talked about it, but
yes.
In terms of influences, and I mean we've got the album, we've got MJ, we've got the movie.
Right.
Anything anyone wants to add?
it's extremely influential. It's the benchmark for artists we've seen, whether it be Bruno Mars, Chris Brown.
Weeknd? Neo.
No, not The Weeknd. Neo. Neo. Any artist post MJ who's come out who
tries to Timberlake.
A lot of them borrow some heavily from the King of Pop. People borrow from him because it's, you know, he was the king of pop for a reason. Mm-hmm. Just the thing, man, they wouldn't even put him on the cover of Rolling Stone because he was black.
Yeah.
He had to become the biggest star in the world. He was the biggest star in the world.
Yeah.
We think Beyonce is the biggest star. He's
no.
She pales in comparison to the influence.
I just saw a video on Twitter recently where MJ was winning an award and he kissed this woman on her cheek. I mean, it wasn't anything inappropriate, like just literally kissed her on her cheek and she's hyperventilating. Mm-hmm. Like she's on stage like, oh my God, like freaking out. There is no one that I've seen have that type of influence on people. People were passing out at his concerts, crying and screaming and flipping out. So that's why when people say, oh, Beyonce's the new MJ, I'm like, mm-hmm. until she has people fainting and freaking the way that MJ did, no.
I think I'm Beyonce does. I think Beyonce is very much, and this is no disrespect to her at all, but Beyonce
right,
is
great.
She is very much, has a specific demographic.
Correct.
Whereas MJ was like, everybody loved MJ. Right.
I agree with that.
Everybody loved MJ.
I just want to say we're now watching the Billie Jean video, and I think they reused the shot of the dog running off of the corner.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I caught that.
like they just played over and over again.
Well, I forgot.
They just played it twice.
I forgot to do this try box with him.
The try box.
Yeah, there's like three, like the screen splits in three.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And what three would you do?
No, you see that they're doing it right
now. I only see two. No, I guess the backdrop is the third?
No, you'll see. We'll screen this in three. This is early CGI in this video.
Is this CGI or like compositing?
Yeah, it's like an ugly green screen. Look at that. Boom. Boom.
Like, I love the little
what's lights. Funny is it's cheesy now, but back then, like, no one was doing this.
This is a bad aspect ratio.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, this one's terrible.
This is Vivo.
It's moved to
life. Well, we are watching on a projector. Maybe it.
No.
I still want to know who Billie Jean is. Who
yeah, song that was some drama he was going through. She tried to say the kid was his. Mm-hmm. Trying to get paid off Mike. Mm-mm. I got a leather tux on.
Oh, this is real?
Don't play with me.
I just assumed it was just a song.
No, it's whoever wrote this song?
It's about somebody.
It's about somebody.
But it's not about him, is it?
No, yeah. Allegedly there's like this rumor that it's about Mickey Howard and she has this kid by one of the Jacksons, but they've kind of kept that under wraps. So like when they did her unsung episode, she kind of pushed that to the side.
And don't Janet have doesn't Janet have a secret baby somewhere too?
Right, that's another rumor. When people say, oh, this is Janet's first baby, they're like, no. Mm-mm. Janet got you another kid. Child.
You got a kid in college right now, Janet. So relax.
Like Janet's kid is like our age.
Yeah. Janet got a grown ass kid somewhere.
I mean, how old is Janet?
51.
Oh, so that's like, that's possible. Mm-hmm.
She got a grown kid. There's no one in the bed, Mike.
I think it's probably about the DeBarge when she was married to
him. Yeah, she went to that shit at DeBarge love.
But why would you lie about it then?
Image?
Oh yeah, I guess. Especially this. I mean, this family's never not an image, right? Like,
you're
everyone
not married,
sees
you got a kid by some other, now it's just commonplace.
And part of this music genius family, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of hard to, how can you really be human when everybody got you on this pedestal?
Listen,
you can't.
Here's the truth of the matter of it, right? The Jackson 5 were popular, man, but Mike took off with off the wall. Then he took off with Thriller. He was out of here. There was no coming back from that stratosphere. He was on a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. And I'd imagine people trying to get in, like,
did any of his albums get higher than Thriller?
No. So this is the best. Oh, so I, according to Wikipedia, one, I was wrong. It was December 2nd, 1983, that the album, that the movie was released. But the Wikipedia says that Thriller is the world's best-selling album ever.
Ever.
Still?
I believe
it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, in just over a year it became, and it currently remains, as of whenever this was posted. Video was not 66 million copies.
Yeah.
The way you make me feel, I was like,
I like the song though.
It's all about street harassment though. He street harasses her this whole video.
I mean, yeah.
Catcalling her. Look at
and
him.
And his boys is following her too. That's kind
of. The funny thing is, like, we're supposed to believe Mike would hang out with these dudes.
Right.
Like, you know, like, I know, I know you from Gary, Indiana. You're not hanging out with them dudes.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got on black pants, a navy shirt tied around his waist with a white undershirt and a Superman curl.
I remember, wasn't this the video that had controversy? Because at the end, he, like, tearing a car
like up. A police car or something, yeah.
Turns into a panther or something. Yep. And
I like that ending. Like,
oh, this is too violent.
And then Smooth Criminal came out? No, and he murdered all those people?
Yeah, he shoots, like, 50 people.
I think secretly.
So you can street harass a woman if you're doing MJ dance moves with this video.
I think you can do it if you're MJ.
I'm just like dancing around.
Right, because the thing that sounds like a Trump. Believes MJ's going to street harass you.
This video is him street harassing her with black shoes and white socks.
And she's surrounded.
Yeah. She's at night by herself.
It's the 80s.
Ain't no cell phone. And a payphone.
In a seedy looking part of town.
Actually, this is real creepy.
Right? It really is.
Because more guys showed up.
More dudes show up. And he keeps blocking her path. Like, girl, where you going? Let me get that number. Look at it.
Like, this is terrible.
He's doing what he was doing in Thriller, but, like, with a crew.
Yeah. Look at him blocking her path. He was some gangsters, too.
He's a lot more aggressive.
And he's super aggressive.
He's yelling at her.
He's yelling in her face.
He's right on her. And see, look at that. The sexual simulation with the hip thrust.
Who was this girl?
And of course, she runs
She's every girl. She's hashtag me too.
Too soon. No, I mean, it's current.
It's current. Yeah, she tried to go down the alley and was like, let me not go down to Freddy Krueger alley. Let me turn back. Yeah, he
are all these other
home.
People in this video actually there or
they're like the old black dude?
Oh, yeah,
with
black dude.
A thumbs up.
With the thumbs up.
Good timing for that question, I suppose.
Reminds me of a Chappelle show.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Ha ha.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Which version of the song do you like better? The Girl Is Mine or The Boy Is Mine?
Oh, come on.
The Boy
close.
Is Mine can actually go to the pit of hell. Yeah. I never liked that song. That song is
You just love Monica.
I do love... Was that Monica? Yeah.
It was Brandy and Monica.
And I love Monica. I do. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mekhi Phifer in the video.
Yeah. Yes. They could have kept that shit. Every time I try to break my thumb getting that off my radio station.
I don't know if I like The Girl Is Mine.
I do not like that song.
I think that might be the one that I was like... I remember it very much from when I was a kid.
Mine.
Yes. I had no idea who Paul McCartney was at the time either.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my parents were not listening to the Beatles.
My mom had Beatles records, so I grew up listening to the Beatles.
My dad was all about the Beatles.
Yeah, she didn't hook up with her homegirls.
Yellow Submarine.
Of course it is.
She feels empowered.
I like
a
day in her life.
With her now.
I don't know if I can.
I think I like this less. I think I like Thriller, like the Thriller Michael, better than the Bad Michael.
Mm-hmm. A lot of too much humping?
Yeah, and he's like angry for no good reason, and also I don't buy it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you don't believe him as like a G.
He's like a character. He's much more of a character now.
Yeah, versus just like
because he looks like he's having fun in all the Thriller stuff. Except for Smooth Criminal, but he's definitely a character in that.
Yeah,
Smooth Criminal wasn't Thriller.
Huh? Smooth Criminal wasn't Thriller.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm saying except for Smooth Criminal, which is on Bad.
Yeah.
The rest is like I remember the Bad video. Actually, I also remember the Fat video, which was.
Let's talk about that. What's your favorite?
Eat it.
What's the best one? Eat it.
Yeah.
I thought it. You can be my baby. No. Can you tell me if I'm black or white?
Black or white was funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, he did. I didn't know that one.
Yeah, he kept doing it.
Amish Paradise.
That was a good one. He just came out a couple years ago with a newer one. and it was great.
But I even like when In Living Color used to do parodies of the videos, like when they made fun of this. Yeah, this went black or white, and then we got arrested. He's like, I guess I'm black.
did any of you watch the Def Jam 25 year thing?
Not yet.
One of the things they did we talked about was like, they go through a bunch of old clips. They're like, there were a ton of MJ impersonations. And you see, like, his impact was, like, even stand-up comics were like, you know, what if MJ got arrested? What if MJ did this? And it was all these, like, MJ harassing women. Like, people like Chris Tucker and Dave Tommy Chappelle Davidson. Had some good ones. Chappelle, like, people really...
Tommy Davidson.
What's the name? Eddie Griffin had a funny one. Had a funny little MJ impersonation thing. So yeah, a lot of comics made their bones, you know, with the King of Pop, and a lot of that stemmed from the success of Thriller.
Yep.
Because he became such an icon that you could do an MJ bit in any room, black room, white room, college town, old people. They all knew MJ, so they all got it.
You still can.
You can do it right now.
They don't know all of the songs, but.
Most of the, some of the jokes are probably a little too off color about MJ.
If we're gonna go that direction.
No, I'm saying, but like that's just where people are now with their comedy. But like, when he was alive and still making music, people.
Well, are, and the crazy thing is, I was a huge fan of Michael Jackson, but like, that's a tragic story for me now.
It is.
Like to look back, my feelings on him, it sucked. Yeah. I don't have a lot more to say. I mean, that and Cosby. Like losing those two from my childhood have hit me so hard.
It reminds me when Entertainment Weekly wrote a piece after MJ died, and they're setting the scene, like they're outside of some place, and people are all out there mourning and cheering, and some guy starts playing music, and people start singing and dancing. And another guy there says very loudly, "What about the kids?" Mm-hmm. And to me, that's the experience of enjoying Michael Jackson, right? We can all look fondly on this and enjoy...
Poor choice of words.
Fondly on this. But still think about... Like, there's kids in all these videos.
Yeah, well, in the Smooth Criminal, all of a sudden it kind of became a kids thing.
Whether you believe he...
Is that Macaulay Culkin?
It is.
Whether you believe MJ... No,
that's Norm from...
Yeah.
Cheers.
Whether you believe MJ actively pursued young children or he was just innocently involved, it's still a bad situation.
So I have like
that we did to him. Like I feel like we have a lot of culpability in everything.
That's what I was gonna say. I have the view that we killed him.
We killed
Michael Jackson. We killed Michael Jackson. And there's a it reminds me of this there's a South Park episode with Britney Spears. Where everybody is like trying, like she keeps going crazier and crazier, and everybody's trying to kill her or get her to kill herself.
Yeah.
And if you find out that it was like, it's a elaborate human sacrifice. And that's kind of what I feel like happened to him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like from a very, very young age, it could have been a quote unquote innocent thing with the children because of what, when I say we, but the culture in general did to him.
Mm-hmm. He was never going to have a normal life.
No.
Yeah. What also is like not watching a train wreck, but there are many people who, as it was progressing, could point to it and say, this is not healthy. This is, there's something wrong here. And I remember like my mom kind of explaining it to me as, I don't know, maybe in like 2002, 2003.
Yeah.
And having that perspective about it and being me kind of trying to understand like, oh, yeah, this isn't good. And then let's fast forward another how many more years, and let's see, continue to.
Well, we're watching black and white
get
now.
Get worse.
And
I don't like this video already.
The evolution of his look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that's a deteriorating mind state. I. That's what I.
He's looking more and more like an Asian woman as he's getting older.
Have you ever noticed that some of his surgery, though, like Janet's surgery, has looked.
Similar, yeah.
Like they clearly have this similar.
Got the same like, surgeon.
View of mm-hmm. same surgeon, similar view of beauty.
Can't wait till I get my surgeon up. Like my skin, you guys. Get my eyes done.
But just remember, the longer you wait, the better it will be.
Yes.
Remember the time.
Oh, there we go. Let's move on. Yeah, let's move on to something a little more fun.
Yes.
This is at least the last video we should look. This is not 80s anymore, but Remember the Time was my other favorite one.
Hey, man, he disrespects the hell out of him, man. Michael is so disrespectful in this video.
To who?
Watch the video. He shows up in his king's palace and howling at his girl.
Yeah, howling
at his wife.
Because he's the king.
Well, imagine someone came in here and just was trying to holler at your wife in your face.
Everybody.
And start dancing, and she starts smiling. He bopping, pop locking.
Are we talking about Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Or just some dude?
That's what I was thinking.
I wouldn't care who it is. You just, how do you walk in somebody's house and disrespect their house? Somebody did a Twitter piece on this too, talking about how no one in the palace was loyal to Eddie Murphy. How they just let Michael Jackson come in and smile and sing and dance and get her attention. Oh, it was funny. I have to say.
It's not like the Pharaoh is your friend.
And this was also Iman was in this video.
Yeah.
And Magic Johnson posts HIV, which was a big deal. Everyone thought he was going to die. So to see him pop up in his video.
Yeah.
Fatima did the choreography. She's like one of my all-time favorites as far as choreographers go.
How much does this video cost?
What is up with Michael and cats? Because there's been cats in every movie we've seen so far.
Because they move smoothly, I'll bet.
Oh, so what? In Thriller, he turns in, like, he does it like a transformation. Is that like during the movie, I think, when they're watching?
The opening part.
What does he turn into?
A werewolf.
A werewolf.
No, according to Wikipedia, it's a werecat.
Oh.
What would you do if Taylor Swift redid this video?
Boycott.
Definitely. look how slim Madge is.
No.
Wow, yeah.
A slim Magic Johnson. Incredible.
I do appreciate that we still have music videos. There was a moment where I thought that they weren't around anymore, and then I rediscovered them a few years ago that they've been happening the whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy. Yeah. I love sitting and watching videos. My sisters used to my older sister would be gone like for hours during the day and come home and I'd still be there watching videos. I love music videos. Maybe it's a short attention span a little bit too, because they're not that long.
You like music.
I do like music.
But we lived for that during that time period. We would rush home from school to see what the new video was, if we can repeat the dances, if we can learn the lyrics to the song just to go to school the next day to say, have you seen it?
Yes.
Okay, do you know the steps? And count them out in the hallway. That's how we build camaraderie and we got friends.
All of us up
in front of the TV dancing. And
right.
Like,
one thing I appreciate about Michael Jackson, and you see this with a lot of pop stars, when they reach a certain stratosphere, we've seen it with Beyonce, Prince, other people, is they try to make them raceless, like very much like they're a very colorblind look at these people. And Mike continued to keep people of color in his videos and like center them in everything, all of his visuals. You can say what about his albums, but every video you watch, man, there were strong black women, there were strong black men. He was not gonna let you divorce him from who he was as a black man,
except for because
he's still a black dude from Gary, Indiana.
And he said that in an interview, like, I know who I am, and I own who I am. This is who I am. I'm nothing else, and I appreciate that.
They try with Beyonce, and she comes out. Yeah, right. Beyonce comes out with Lemonade, and she does that Black Panther performance at Super Bowl to remind people, like, she's still a black girl from Texas.
Love that.
That was a great Saturday Night Live.
Oh, my gosh.
The day that everybody found out that Beyonce was black.
Yeah. The same with Prince. Like, Prince kept people of color, especially black women, because they try to erase them constantly in these things, and for Mike to keep putting them in the forefront.
Disrespect.
Like, and not just like light skin, like dark skin, black women in his videos.
Natural hair. Natural.
Yep.
You know,
naturally dope.
Yeah. That's naturally right. Naturally dope.
See,
MJ would have had to die. Come on, you just can't walk up.
And yeah, look at Eddie's face.
Eddie, boy, like, what's going on?
Boy, if you
don't. No, because everybody else is entertained.
And she's kind of feeling him.
She's like, hey, where are you going?
Magic's like, come on, man. But they look like they fit these roles, though. That's the crazy part. You forget how, at the time, how big of a star Eddie was, how big Magic was. Is that Tiny Lister?
Devo. Yep. Yeah.
Devo in here searching for MJ. So there's a ton of people in this video.
I remember when they premiered this on TV.
Man.
Like, it was a family event. We all sat down in the living room waiting for this video. Trying to, you know, mimic the dances. These were a little bit harder, though.
What year was this?
92, 93?
Ew.
Snakes.
Can't deal with the snakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's cheesy. But when I passed the bar, my sisters took me out and we celebrated and they sang karaoke. Guess what song they sang for me?
Remember the time?
No. Heal the World.
Oh.
And we all cried. This is beautiful. We are also probably a little intoxicated.
Now he's in our bedroom. Like, come on now.
Disrespect.
I mean,
again,
everyone has to be challenged, right?
He's the only one, his outfit stands out. He's got like that shiny, shimmery gold.
Which brings up another point. How is he standing out and ain't nobody caught him yet? I don't understand.
Because he keeps popping in and out like he's got special powers.
Yeah. He already disappeared.
They're having to run on feet trying to find him.
This just makes me excited to see Black Panther. I'll get excited.
Like, I mean, do you need anything to make you excited to see Black Panther? No, it's just a reminder of how.
We're about to see some,
you know, Chris
blackness on another, some black excellence on a big screen, and people got to deal with it.
Chris Brown did an excellent job of these dance moves on the BET Awards. Of what, 2010?
He probably learned them when he was five. Like the most of us. Probably doing them dance moves his whole life at an audition. You know what I mean?
Do you remember when Usher? I remember when Usher came out and it was like he would dance like Michael, and it was like he was just goofy. No, not so much.
All these videos are like costume parties.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure,
absolutely.
And it was everybody getting paid, right? Costume designers, choreographers, hair, makeup, set design. These videos were getting people paid.
I can imagine. You want to do this MJ video? Yes. Yes, I'm there.
Yeah, I can imagine it being like, imagine having it on your resume, like being one of these women dads and be like, yeah, that's me. That's me in the orange right there. I'm showing my kids everything.
I would too, but that's me right there in the back.
Boy, you know I still,
number 62. That's me.
You know I still got it.
I'd be like, see that? I know her. Yes. It's so great. And I made the shout out earlier, but let's remember that Thriller was produced by Quincy Jones.
Yes.
He is not a Seattle native, but he's a Seattle raised.
Very much.
In fact, Kenan's sister, who is going to be a guest, works at the high school he graduated from.
You went to that high school. Come on, me.
You went to the same high school.
Famous alums, Quincy Jones, Bruce Lee, Tim me.
Clearly.
It's the list. No, you know, plenty of people. Brandon Roy.
Wait. Bruce Lee went to high school here?
Yeah, he's buried here, too.
Well, I know that. I thought he was, like, out of high school by the time he came here.
When I was at Garfield, I had a mural, and he was on it. Bruce Lee.
Garfield
High School.
Garfield
I'm claiming him, so.
We still beat you guys in state championships. The one year that I remember.
Nobody
the
got
one
a
year
bow
that
and
I can.
Arrow, a slingshot,
nothing in Michael.
And he's smiling like he's like, I got away with this.
All right.
How does he get away with it? Mm-hmm. Oh, he spins.
We're about to find out.
He spins into dust. That's right.
See, now it turns out the whole time this was just her imagination.
Another cat. Was it?
I don't know. Was it?
No.
I don't think so.
Was it really happening?
No, he came into his house, kissed his wife, and left.
Ooh, this is when he looked terrible and you rocked my
Can
world.
We go backwards in time? Do we have to keep going forward?
No, are we done? Are we finished the
Yeah, thing? So we talked about each of the songs. We talked about making of the movie. We talked about... Did the movie win any awards?
I don't know.
It should have.
I know Thriller won a bunch of the album won a bunch of awards. I don't know about the video.
Okay. I think that's everything. I think it is.
All right.
So, Thriller, go get me a red jacket and dress up. A
lot of zippers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Get your Jerry curl.
Just know if you ever see zombies, just break out in a dance routine. You'll be okay.
Yeah. They don't move very fast. dance with them and you're fine.
That guy's the mom.
What guy? Oh, yeah, the eating? Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. All right.
Hey. All right, you guys. Everyone stay safe. Happy Halloween. Thanks for finishing out spooky October with us. If you're enjoying the podcast, please give us reviews and rate us. If you have some feedback for us, send it to our email at mit80s.podcast@gmail.com. Bye.